30, 20, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Ignition sequence start.
This is just the beginning.
Are you ready?
Here comes the best part.
1, 2, 3.
Go. Life Matters, a 5-time winner of the best morning show in Wisconsin. Hosted by Nancy Douglas and Tom Giovannone.
All of you, get ready.
Life Matters begins on Lake 96.1.
Welcome to Life Matters. So you're back from your trip.
I am. Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
I would have been here last Sunday, but the people of the Amsterdam airport felt that I didn't need to get back in time.
Ah, I see. Well,
so I didn't.
I did text you at one point and say, can we just do the show over Zoom in your new house in Amsterdam?
Because yeah, I didn't think we're ever leaving.
Yeah, sounded like you were going to be there for a little while. So,
yeah.
But you took this cruise and you guys all got back. There were 8 of you.
Mm-hmm.
And I know you had a wonderful time.
It was awesome.
Told me a little bit about it. So we're going to talk about that toward the end of the show.
Okay.
But first off, what was your favorite part of it?
Wow, that's really hard to answer. Because we went through some castles.
Mm-hmm.
Probably when we rode out towards the Black Forest.
Yeah.
Yeah, there was 2 rides. One kind of went there to a little town, and it was a cool little town. And the other ride went through the Black Forest, and it was full. So we couldn't get into that. So we took the second ride.
Right.
But it was super cool. A lot of really cool, I call them villages. I don't think that's proper. But small towns.
Sure.
You know, kind of like, I don't know, kind of like Elkhorn.
Right.
Except for not near the landmass.
It's 1,000 years old.
Oh, yeah.
That's the other thing. Yeah. So tell everybody where you went.
Well, we landed in Switzerland, and we went up the Rhine to Amsterdam. I would have to have notes to tell you about all the places we stopped, because I can't remember the cities, but it was just nonstop amazing.
Mm-hmm.
And it didn't matter if you were on the boat or not. We'd call it a boat. It was a ship, but there was 106 people on it, not counting the crew, and it was amazing, just absolutely amazing.
That's incredible.
Yeah. There's other than Amsterdam, there is nothing to complain about.
Yeah.
Every day was awesome. Everything we saw was amazing. And going during it was a couple days that we were under sail during the day, and you just kind of sat there and had a toddy and watch castles go by.
Right, right.
And the cruise director, Tony, was phenomenal.
Mm-hmm.
And he would sit there and narrate all the way up the river, and this is the Castle Schmidt, whatever,
uh-huh,
and tell you the history of it and stuff like that. And a lot of these things are still functioning castles,
mm-hmm,
privately owned, most of them.
Sure.
Other ones are shells of what they used to be because of wars and, you know, the battles between Germany and France that's been going on forever. They both hate each other. It's really funny.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, it's just nonstop. Wow.
Yeah. It's, I've talked before about my parents living in England, and I took my kids over there to visit took my kids over one time. And, my mom and I did take a side trip to Scotland, and you can't explain to anyone that has never been out of this country what it's like to look at people who are living in homes that still have thatched roofs and that, like you said, they're castles.
Well, we're looking at castles that were built in 700.
Uh-huh.
And they're still standing. And
standing right.
Well. You know, it is absolutely breathtaking.
I just, you just can't. You can't describe it. It's an experience like no other.
Yeah.
It's absolutely awesome. It's just, and gorgeous. Just gorgeous.
Yep. And this is my first time to Europe.
Uh-huh.
I've been to Korea and Japan and stuff, but I'm sure there's nicer ways to go or whatever, but this cruise, the Avalon River Cruise Line, mm-hmm, was off the charts.
Yeah.
I mean, every dinner was like a 5-star dinner. The crew was unbelievable. You know, we get up in the morning and go have a cup of coffee and come back, and the room's clean and made.
Mm-hmm.
And if you go back to bed and go to lunch and come back, your room is clean and made. You know, it's like every time you moved out, they'd come in and tidy everything up.
Aww.
And move out. And none of our stuff was messed with. I mean, it was just total trust. Oh, I'll We'll wait till the end of the show. I got to tell you a story about the bartender.
Oh, good.
But yeah, it was a blast. Just an absolute blast.
Well, we have Gina Fazio in here today, and I know a lot of people around here know her.
Gina has a reputation.
Yeah, yeah. She's got I wouldn't call it a reputation so much as she's legendary.
She is legendary. Let's That's kind of what
that.
I meant.
Yeah, yeah. But I mean, she will admit that she has a reputation.
She is the she is the party everywhere she goes.
She is. Yeah. She is. But she lately has been very much involved in fighting her own breast cancer battle. And she is here to talk a little bit about that, as well as tell us about a motorcycle ride, a benefit coming up on August 24th to save the boobies.
Mm-hmm.
And so this particular ride does benefit Gina. And so if you are interested, just stay tuned because we're going to talk about that right after this.
Yeah, she's like the guest of honor.
She is.
Grand Poobah, Grand Marshal, something like that.
I heard that you are going to be her escort.
I was honored to have her ask me to do that, and yeah.
You know we're
going
to
put pleasure. I said yes.
You know we're going to put boobies on your bagger, right?
You know what? This is Gina's ride, so whatever she wants, that's what we'll do.
I've already texted your wife.
And let her know. Sure you have.
Yes. So,
well,
anyway.
You guys let me know. I just got to operate it.
We will. Just get on and ride. That's all you got to do.
Yeah.
Okay. But anyway, we're going to talk to Gina after the break right here on Lake 96.1. Stay with us.
Life Matters continues on Lake 96.1.
Welcome back to Life Matters. Stop it. See, you're gone, and you don't lose your old bad habits.
No, I perfected them. I had plenty of time to work on it.
I guess. Sitting in the airport. We'll get to that later.
Yeah, we will.
We'll get to that later. Hey, I'm going to throw this to you. We have this lovely lady, Gina Fazio, here in the studio. Let's talk a little bit about why she's here.
Yeah. Well, Gina has a fundraiser coming up, which we'll let her talk about that. But she had asked me if I would escort her through this ride, which was an honor for me, and I, of course, said yes. And that's coming up on August 24th, and it's a fundraiser for Gina, who has gone through a pretty traumatic thing. And do you want to talk about that?
Sure.
First of all, yes.
Good morning.
Yeah, good morning. Right to business.
Yes.
Right to business. Well, it's the Brothers of Liberty presents Saving the Boobies, the annual charity ride, and you're the, like, guest of honor the ride this year. And Tom is, and you're going to ride with Tom.
Yes.
He's going to lead the ride.
I'm her escort.
Yeah, with you. And so tell us about it. Tell us about your involvement with this and why and all of that. Just give us the lowdown.
Sure. I was asked to be the guest of honor, which I'm very honored to be. I was very happy about that. Brothers of Liberty, Saving the Boobies. They are a 501c3. This benefit is regarding ride donations are benefiting Making Strides American Cancer Society and myself. And they like to keep it local. Mm-hmm. Very good organization and club, and obviously the people that are in it.
Right.
So August 24th, I'm super excited about, and I was diagnosed in 2023 of breast cancer.
How are you doing today?
I'm okay.
Yeah?
I am
You're
alive.
You're okay today? Yeah.
I am alive.
Yeah?
It was a very scary ride. One thing after another.
Mm-hmm.
I had to have both my breasts removed.
Mm-hmm.
I had to go through chemo, radiation. When I was getting my breast removed, I flatlined on the table. Thank God they brought me back. I had 3 surgeries in one day. It was a nightmare.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. I didn't know any of this until I was told later, because I'm so...
Well, of course, you wouldn't know.
Right.
But so did you have another problem that they discovered? Is that why that
happened?
They
said it was a subhematoma on the stitch.
Sure. Oh, my gosh.
Something like that. I don't know.
Right. Well... And what difference does it make? You're here today.
I am here.
That's
and
so
thank God
awesome.
I am for my children.
Yeah.
Thank
God. Yeah, for sure. How old are your kids?
My daughter will be 11 in September, and my son is 6.
Ooh, little kids.
Yes.
Little kids. I know that my daughter recently went through a double mastectomy, preventative. She's in her mid-30s, and they found cells that would have turned cancerous, and she's like, I'm not going to look behind my shoulder. You know, every 6 months she would have had tests for the rest of her life. And she's like, I don't want to do that. I don't want to worry about it. I just don't want to worry. And so she went preventative because she didn't want to, you know, she didn't want to have to go through what you've gone through. And I understand that that is just incredibly difficult, that they basically almost have to kill you to kill the cancer.
Correct.
Yeah. I mean, it's just horrible. Yes. So, but you look great.
Thank you. Like, lose part of your womanhood.
Yeah.
Number one.
Yeah.
And then you all of a sudden look different.
Right.
Because you're losing all this hair. I know it's not about vanity. It's just different.
But
it's hard mentally, and it's very exhausting.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
But she was rocking the bald look, I got to admit.
Yeah.
Thank you. I'm glad I had a symmetrical melon.
Tell me how you guys know each other.
Oh, wow. I don't even know how far back that can go.
Yeah, I'm going to let you take the reins on this time.
I don't know, well, though. She started to tell a story that I'm going to have her finish here in a minute. So
there's a lot of Gina stories. I think probably the first time I met Gina was when I was talking to one or two or three of her brothers at the house. More than likely, it was kind of law enforcement involved.
Yeah.
And then there was some other things that I really don't want to talk about, but where there I was involved with the Fazio family.
Mm-hmm.
But then after that, we just kept bumping into each other.
Absolutely.
Bumping in. So as in, like, bumping in to just around town?
Oh, yeah, around town and other places.
Is there a specific story that Gina?
Yeah, I would.
There's probably several, but yeah.
Back then, I was a little wild child. So I, to put it lightly.
Yeah, that was a nice way to put it.
Honestly, really nothing major, but I did some stupid things, and thank God for Tom. Otherwise, I would have probably had a rap.
Ah.
100%.
I see. Yeah. I see. Yeah. Well, that's all right. Everybody has to have fun. See, yeah. And remember, so we all had fun back before it was all over social media.
Right.
Yes.
So nobody knows.
Thank God.
So,
well,
right.
Mine was all away from Wisconsin.
Right.
Yes. I went in the military at 18, and I sowed my oats, you know,
elsewhere.
Other places, yeah.
So elsewhere. over the time, Tom, his wife, and family have become family to mm-hmm. me. Mm-hmm. So we are decades in, and I love them.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, we do a Gina ride almost every year. We used to do big Gina rides.
Yes.
Where we'd, 30, 40 bikes and just go hit bars and, you know, have
fun.
Yeah,
I just started like a bike run.
Right.
I just started it to have fun. So we would just go and have fun, and he would always be the escort off duty. Mm-hmm. But, you know, keep everybody in line.
Right.
There was a couple times you had to boot people off.
Yeah. It wasn't bad. We really had a good time. Nobody got hurt. Nothing wrong.
Because I love to ride. And I just said, I'm going to create one. So
there you go.
I did.
And now we're doing this.
Yes.
And now we're doing
this.
Thanks
to Brothers of Liberty, 100%.
Right.
Yeah.
So the ride is on August 24th.
Yes.
$40 a rider. $20 per passenger. We start at 8:30 a.m. Kickstand's up, we're at 10:30. Let's see. We're starting at Hoops in Hebron. Okay. Hoops in Hebron. First stop's going to be at Burlington Tap and Smokehouse. We're going to end at Sandlots of Salem. Lunch and dinner provided. We've got the normal 50-50 at every stop and all kinds of raffle prizes and things. All the net proceeds go to the American Cancer Society and what else? Just the American Cancer Society, but specifically you. Yeah.
Yes.
Yes.
Correct.
To help you with that, the expenses. I can't imagine because, I mean.
Well, you're not getting paid to stay home.
We're not getting paid to stay home.
Correct.
And you still have medical bills and all that stuff.
Oh,
so
100%. It's astronomical.
I can't imagine.
I mean, obviously I had to stop working.
Right.
It's been like a year. It's insane. Bill's pile.
Right.
Yep, and two little kids.
With
two
to little, feed. Yes. Right, yes. Right.
Yeah, so we will take all the help we can get.
Absolutely.
And all the bikes we can get.
Absolutely. How do we, let's see, you can visit, how do people sign up? Can they just show up or can they sign up in advance? They just show up? Okay. All right. So we just have to show up at 8:30 at Hoops in Hebron. Obviously, this is important to you because of your experience, but this is not just you anymore, right? And it probably hasn't been because you seem like a very, very generous person anyway. So, but what does this mean to you that everybody's getting together to support you and celebrate your success? And I mean, you've, again, you look great. Nobody would know that you have gone through this over just a very short amount of time ago. And mm-hmm. you're not really, are you finished with all the treatments? Are you good to go? Or
I am finished with chemo and radiation, yes. Ooh. And that was recently. So I am now recovering. It takes at least a year to my body to get quote unquote normal.
Okay.
And then I'm on a medication that I have to take once a day for 10 years.
Wow.
Because of my age.
Oh, right. Okay. Okay. So, but tell me what this means to you to have all these people come together.
I am super humble. I am forever grateful. I'm on air today and will continue to be. I want to, for the future path of others, unfortunately, that will be diagnosed with this sort of thing. Mm-hmm. And I want to let them know that it's okay to talk about it. It's okay to be yourself and go through what you're going to through and feel what you're going to feel.
Right.
Because the mental aspect, no one will prepare you for it.
I can't imagine.
No.
I can't imagine being told that. I don't know.
I mean, I went from an exotic dancer to this.
Wow.
So it's very hard.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm not about vanity. Tom knows that. But, you know, to have that.
Yeah.
Because I'm comfortable in my own skin to have that beauty and then go to this.
Right.
It was a big change for me.
Right.
But then again, screw it, because I still look pretty and
yeah.
I don't care.
Oh, you do. Yeah. You're gorgeous.
Well, and you're still here, more importantly.
And you're
Amen.
Still here.
Oh, for my children, period. Mm-hmm. That's when I was going through chemo, I went through a very sad time and I was very dopey and very sad. Mm-hmm. Whoever knows me knows I am a happy camper 24/7. Okay. So with that said, and I was sitting in my chair getting treatment and it just came to me. Thank God it's me sitting in this chair and not my children.
Right. Right.
Because I would take anything for them.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yep. And that was it.
Right.
Let's do this.
Right. Let's just get it done.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. So do you have to be checked regularly? Like every once a year or for how long is that?
I just had a follow up with my cancer doctor and he said, now I have to, because all my levels were great. That was just 2 days ago. And then every 6 months, he wants to see me now.
Right. Yeah. See, and like I said, that's why my daughter did what she did at her age. Mm-hmm. Because, I mean, that's a lifelong, again, looking over your shoulder and planning for appointments and, you know, mammograms and MRIs or CT scans or whatever it was that she would have to get every 6 months. And you just... You know, if you can prevent it in the first place, that's where, you know, she said, I'd rather go through this right now than have to go through a longer term, you know, treatment later just in case. And I mean, you are a shining example of check yourself out. How did you discover?
I was just going to tell you that.
Yeah.
I went in for my annual OBGYN appointment. They found something they didn't like, the doctor. Next thing I know, I'm going in for a mammogram, and boom, they find 3 lumps in 1 breast.
Wow.
And then some in the lymph node, which is a huge problem.
That is a huge problem.
Huge problem.
Yeah.
So then it was just a trickle effect after that. It was a slap in the face, and now I am doctor's appointments. Boom, boom, boom.
Right, right, right. Tom, you were getting ready to say something. What were you going to say?
I don't know. Oh. I'm just, yeah, it's...
He's
the whole thing
boobies.
Is rather overwhelming. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I think for anybody, especially someone who's been through it, but just to imagine, you know, what you went through, all the appointments. We've all had doctor's appointments, but one right after another, nonstop, and then into surgery and follow-up. And
It takes over your life. It really does.
It kind of
floors
you.
Has to stop, and that is priority, period.
Mm-hmm. And then you don't, I mean, just the feeling so out of control because now you're controlled by everybody else.
And it's in God's hands. So you don't know.
And that is true. But you can't get up and go to work. Like, there's no normalcy anymore.
And if you're one of those people that are in control of everything that you do, how do you give that up? And Gina's one of those people.
Correct.
Yeah, it would be brutal.
If anything like that happened to me, I would definitely have to call you for advice because I'm the same way.
I got you. I'll be there with you.
You know what I mean? Like,
yep.
It just, I would panic because just not like going to work or
a lot do
just all of it. You know?
Me going to appointments and seeing other folks there waiting for theirs and they are a hot mess.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
A hot mess.
And all ages probably too.
Yeah.
I have a girlfriend that's going through chemo and stuff right now and for a different type of cancer and she is super young as well. And that's one of the things that bothers her the most is that she goes in and there's all these, much older people than her in this room. And she's like the youngest. And
I was the youngest myself.
I bet.
Yes.
I bet. And she just feels like, I'm not old enough for this. I'm not.
Correct.
You know what I mean? And so
she
has a type of cancer that she wouldn't have been able to discover like you did and like the doctors did. So, the importance of self-checkout with the, with the old mams.
Yes.
Sorry, Tom. He didn't even know.
Oh, there's so many things I'd like to say.
Please don't.
Nope. Not gonna.
You say all that during the commercial break like you normally do. Yeah, you keep it there. Keep it there.
It's safe.
But Gina, what do you want people to know? Like, what's your most important message or what surprised you? Like, what's on your mind right now that you definitely want people to know about this?
Cancer sucks.
Yeah. Yeah.
Cancer sucks. And this is no... It is so hard.
Mm-hmm.
It is so hard.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't wish this upon anyone.
Right.
So I just want to get as many messages out there to be aware and be serious about it and be there for somebody.
Right.
If your loved one or a friend or a stranger, I don't care who it is. This is hard.
And it's okay to talk to people about it. Like, you don't
100%.
Have to avoid the subject because don't you want to get, like, isn't talking super therapeutic for you?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, yes. And that's why I crack jokes about myself because, like I said, I went through that sad little spell and now I just make fun. Like, I have to.
Yeah.
I have to do this for me mentally. Because it's still exhaust. My body still isn't 100%.
Mm-hmm.
I still get tired. This medicine I'm on puts me in, because it's a hormonal.
Oh,
and
lovely.
It puts me through hot flashes.
Oh, great.
So it's like, and I still get tired. It's not as tired as before, but it's still there.
Uh-huh.
Well, you got to still be recovering from chemo and radiation.
Oh,
and
yeah.
That takes a long time.
A long time.
Yeah.
And then, life doesn't stop.
No.
So still try to do normalcy.
And you're chasing after a six-year-old.
Yeah. Wow.
Well, I think mental preparation has got to be huge because I know when you kind of let everybody know what was going on, there's a lot of comments about it, and mine was just be Gina and kick its ass.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, correct.
Be yourself. And I know
that's
what you
did. And I wasn't going to do that. My girlfriend, Melissa, said, bitch, you're going to do this. We're putting this out there. Let's do this.
Because
I shut down. I was like, I'm too proud. I don't need anything. I was wrong.
Yeah.
She was right, and she set me straight.
Aw.
So I'm very extremely thankful.
Yeah.
And then
you can either go fighting or give in.
Yes.
And obviously, you're not that type of person that's going to give in. So.
No, absolutely not.
And thank God.
No, I don't think Gina would ever give
in.
No.
I always say you got to have things make you or break you. You have to choose one. And I always choose make because Tom knows I've been through a lot already. So.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I think it's wonderful that you are, just sharing your story and encouraging others on what to do and what not to do. You know, we have another friend of the show, Bridget, that she lost her daughter in a car accident several years ago. And that's one thing that she makes sure that people understand about grieving and moms and things is that you know, again, talking about it. Don't avoid the subject. Don't avoid the subject, because not only does she want to talk about her daughter, but she also wants to talk about how to grieve, and that it's okay to talk to her about these things or to bring it up or whatever. And it seems like it would be the same thing with you. Like, you have this experience now and you want to share the ups and the downs and the warnings and the success stories, you know, behind the different things that you've experienced. And so it's okay to talk to people, and it's okay to bring it up, and it's okay, but it's also okay not to. Like, if you're not comfortable, you're just going to make other people uncomfortable. So it just is amazing that so soon after all of this, that, and because I know it's not exactly over yet, you've still got, you know, 10 years of medicine and all these tests, but I mean, you're a shining star. You are a shining light, and you can definitely mentor or help people. And I bet you do a lot of that who are going through this as well. Because
100%, whenever I can, whenever I can.
You just seem like not the kind of person that will sit still for very long.
Nope. Keep on going. 100%.
Not at all. No.
Did they have to duct tape you to the chair during your procedure so you would not get up instead?
Probably, because I really don't remember those procedures. Yeah, I heard a couple stories. I was doing things I probably shouldn't have in there when I was all.
Ah, well.
Yeah. We'll talk about that later.
Ah, we all do. Who knows?
Got commercials coming up.
Anyway, Brothers of Liberty presents Saving the Boobies, the annual charity ride. It benefits Gina Fazio this year, August 24th, 2024. $40 a rider, $20 per passenger. We start registering at 8:30. Kickstands up at 10:30. And let's see. It says... I don't have my glasses on. I wanted to.
You're talking about the patch?
Yeah. Show us your boobies patch to get half off your registration and raffle tickets. So if you already have one of those, how do you get that? The patch.
The patch.
Do they already have them?
Yeah, you get them from rides. They sell them.
They already have them from prior rides.
Yes.
Got it. Okay.
Yes.
All right. And then so it starts at Hoops in Hebron, which is a very cool place. We're going to stop at Burlington Tap and Smokehouse, another very cool place. And then, not too far away from me, final stop is at Sandlots of Salem. So you're going to get lunch and you're going to get dinner. And there's a 50-50 raffle at each stop. There's all kinds of raffle prizes or baskets, I mean. And, you know, this just benefits one of the organizations and one of the causes that is just one of the most important things.
Well, it helps bring awareness to the problem.
Yeah. But,
and we helped Gina out, so it's just going to be a great day.
So you're leading the ride, basically?
We're going to be up front.
Yeah, well, she should be.
Yeah.
And you're
Are
you wearing pink?
Operating.
I am.
I will wear whatever she wants me to.
He's wearing pink, isn't
within
he?
Reason.
He's wearing pink.
I know exactly what you were thinking.
Yeah.
I can pull off pink.
Oh, man.
Yeah, definitely.
He used to have pink handcuffs.
Still do.
He still has pink handcuffs.
I still have them.
Uh-huh. But Gina, thank you so much. We can get more information if we go to brothersofliberty.org. You can get more information on the ride, but just show up at Hoops in Hebron on Saturday, August 24th between 8:30 and about 10. You definitely want to get registered before kickstands up.
I would say get there early, because that last minute registration rush is a pain.
Mm-hmm. And it makes us late.
Yeah, we don't want to do that.
A lot of times you get you're late.
Right.
You're like leaving when there's a bunch.
The more the merrier. I mean, if we get a lot of riders, you know, it's just going to take a little bit longer between stops, which is fine. Just more riding time.
Right.
Yeah, because last year, you got to get there early because there was over 200 bikes last year.
Nice.
So we should try and double that this year.
Well, at least.
100%.
Hello.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Gina, anything else?
God bless.
Yeah.
Save the boobies.
Yeah.
And thank you, everyone.
Yes. No, thanks for being here, too. Thanks for being here. We're looking forward to
it. Yeah, it took a lot for her to come in, I imagine. So thank you.
Hey, but you know what? Yeah, that's bravery.
Oh, sharing. Absolutely.
And anybody that can share their experience helps the next person. And so thank you for doing that.
Thank you.
All the women appreciate it. And their husbands and their sons and their brothers and their dads and everybody. Thanks, Gina.
Thank you.
All right. Have fun on the ride. I know she's
going
to have so much fun.
She will.
She will. She will. We'll be right back on Life Matters right after this. We're going to talk about Tom's trip.
Oh, yeah, the trip.
Mm-hmm. And some other stuff.
Right. Well, yeah. It'll be all about the trip.
Did you know that the owner of Magpie's Den and Pen, Anthony,
mm-hmm.
do you know people call him Little Anthony?
No.
Yeah, that's not true. None of it's true.
None of it's true?
No, that's not true. Nobody calls him Little Anthony.
Okay.
So we're going to talk about that.
All right.
Coming up next, right here on Life Matters on Lake 96.1.
Life Matters continues on Lake 96.1.
All right, we're back. All right, she's tiny and mighty.
Oh, yeah.
Just going to say it.
Yeah, you can't, yeah. You ever heard the saying, it's not the size of the dog in the fight, it's the size of the fight in the dog?
Mm-hmm.
That's her.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. For sure. For sure.
Yeah, she's a pit bull.
Okay, speaking of tiny and mighty.
Okay. I don't know where that's
our,
going.
Our friends at the local, okay, you know, I don't talk about this a lot, but our friends at the Geneva Shore Report.
Oh, you know. Okay.
Sometimes, most of the time, we'll say that I just let things go. You know, you see things and you're like, that is 100% untrue. That is not the case. You know, why are you picking on this person this week? What's happening here? And I just, whatever, okay?
Well,
and they get picked on a lot. Now, sometimes there are bits and pieces of information in here that, you know, you're like, huh, maybe I should look into that farther. Maybe there is something there or whatever. But, you know, this this particular story just really got on my nerves this week. And so... First of all, it's titled Little Anthony, and it says Little Anthony, as he's affectionately known, owns and operates Magpie's Bar on Main Street and then Fat Cats on Broad Street. Let me just correct you right there. Nobody calls Anthony Little Anthony.
I've never heard.
Never. Nobody calls him that.
No, Scrappy.
Nobody. We call him Scrappy.
Right.
Because he's Scrappy.
Right.
But nobody calls him Anthony, Little Anthony.
Well,
nobody.
No, not that I've ever heard.
Okay. So I don't know where that's coming from or whatever, but then it goes on to talk about, you know, what's going on. You know, there's a new big garage type window over at Fat Cats. And so the music spills out into the open and you know, and implies that there's, you know, after hours sound level rules being broken and things like that. And here's the thing. None of that is true.
No. First of all, number one, I don't think he would run a business that way because he doesn't want problems.
Nope.
The other thing is there is no way the Lake Geneva Police Department is going to allow that to happen.
Nope.
It would happen once, maybe twice, and that would be the end of
it. Right.
So right away, I know that's not true.
You know, and... You know, it says city inspectors and code enforcers that should be monitoring this places and situations, not the GSR, that those people should be doing. There's no situation here, okay? None of these bars are doing anything against the rules. If there are people that are breaking rules outside of the bars, whether they're fighting or jaywalking or making felony U-turns or whatever they're doing, that is not the fault of the bars.
No, it's not.
Okay?
It's
so,
not.
You know, so this isn't, you know, none of, this is just not the case.
No.
And nobody is calling them and complaining on a regular basis about Magpies, fat cats, thumbs up, nobody's calling the GSR and complaining. Okay?
Nobody. I doubt it.
There's one person that complains about Magpies, and that's the person that decided to put an Airbnb right next door to a bar that already existed when you turned it into an Airbnb. So, no, that is not what's happening. And so, you know, there are plenty of other places out there that are creating issues or tons of other subjects that could be talked about that are problems for the city of Lake Geneva, but these guys are not the problem.
No. No, and that stuff downtown is not tolerated. You know, when the boardroom went to, what Magpies used to be, just lost my thought, Carvetti's. When the boardroom turned into Carvetti's, mm-hmm. it changed the clientele of that bar.
Yep.
And there was problems there. And we, as in the Lake Geneva Police Department, was there every time there was a problem. And it was a learning curve, let's call it.
Sure.
And it took a little bit of time to get it straightened out. But it was every night, not every night, but every time there was an issue, it was addressed. And we're constantly working on it. And things happened and got it fixed. They're not having those problems.
Mm-mm.
So absolutely untrue. I guess just trying to grab headlines, or Anthony offended somebody or whatever. I don't know where the name Little Anthony comes from.
I don't know either.
Kind of makes me laugh.
I know. Nobody calls him Little Anthony.
No.
Nobody. The other thing is that it says that that opinion, the line at the end of the story is that opinion comes from the calls. Well, basically what they're suggesting is an ordinance to shut the places down at midnight every night would be a welcome relief to a city filled with residents and citizens reaching the end of their tether about putting up with them. But if you take a walk down Main Street or Broad Street, you will see that those are businesses, not residents.
Right.
Where these places are located. And if there are people living above, then again, you knew where you were moving
right.
into when you were. So that doesn't feel like it's accurate to me. And then, and shutting these places down at midnight, why? No.
No, state law says 2:30.
That is right. That is not the law. And the city is not going to.
Well,
be able to pass an ordinance that shuts these guys down at midnight.
Yeah.
That's just not going to happen. Now, we know that we do have a midnight cutoff for outdoor music.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? There is a midnight cutoff.
Yeah, and Venetia follows it to
exactly.
To the second.
And we've got that coming up next week.
Right.
But there's no. You don't have to shut down the inside of your business at midnight or close the windows of your business at midnight, or stop playing a DJ at midnight if they're
right.
under the noise level
yeah.
just because one person is upset with you. And right?
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, it's just not going to happen.
As long as they're not violating the ordinance,
they're not.
There's nothing to be done.
They're not, because the cops would come and shut them down.
Yes.
I mean, that is one thing
yeah.
that they just don't put up with. Like, they've got enough to do. Just please follow your own rule.
Right.
These simple,
you know,
rules.
And the open air bar, I think that's a great idea, especially
yeah.
in the summer.
Right.
You know, I'm sure it draws patrons. I haven't been down there since they've redone it, but maybe someday I will. But that's not going to be an issue at night, because it's
no.
not going to be tolerated.
No.
So
no.
I, sounds
well,
like another partial
truth. Well, it says
that
opinion comes from the calls and complaints that they're fielding, but don't publish because many citizens are also afraid of the people who own these establishments.
So they've maybe.
Let me tell you something. That, my friend, is bull.
Yeah.
So nobody's afraid of Scrappy.
No,
super
no,
nice guy.
Yeah.
Nobody's afraid of Jess over at Champs. Nobody
right.
is afraid of any of these people who own these establishments. Nobody.
No.
Okay. And if you are, then you don't know the right people.
Right.
Because that is a load of crap.
Yeah. And I'm reading that as they maybe received one call.
They received one call.
Yeah. And then that's all their calls.
Mm-hmm.
So they can say, yeah, I received a call.
Right. So
every lie, there's a little bit of truth in it.
You know, it's just, I don't know.
It's
just
ridiculous.
Stop.
Yeah.
Please just stop.
Well,
it's,
I think
it's not true.
You know, the majority of the people that read the Shore Reporter know what they're reading, and I think it's more of a comedy rag for them. And the ones that, you know, believe it, I think you're not going to change their mind anyways. So.
Right. Right.
Yeah.
I just don't know, like, I think that people need to understand, like so many other media sources, including this show, portions of the show, the report, the paper, the article, whatever, mm-hmm. are opinion.
Correct.
Okay? Opinion.
Yeah.
Which makes it not news.
Right.
It makes it opinion. This is my take on the news. This is what I perceive. This is the impression that I got from what I read. That's what that is. That's what this is too.
Right.
Okay. And these are the opinions of the people who are writing the articles.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yep.
This is not fact. Okay.
No,
and
sure
I can
isn't.
Tell you that this isn't fact because nobody calls him Little Anthony. No one.
Never heard that.
No. Never. Mm-mm. That is not his nickname.
Right. And most of the articles you read in there, you kind of go, what, huh?
And nobody's afraid of him.
No.
Okay?
No.
Nobody.
If they were, they wouldn't go to his business.
Right. I just don't. Yeah, I don't understand the, you know, like, do you spin a wheel every week and try and find somebody that you're going to be upset with?
Right.
And, you know, because next week now, it's going to be me.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Which is nice because they listen to the show, and thank you
for
listening.
Well, he does listen to the show. Yeah. I know he does listen to the show, mm-hmm. but I just, that was just not, that just didn't sit well with me.
No.
That was an unnecessary attack for not a good reason and not accurate. And it just didn't sit well with me. They're friends of the station. They're advertisers with the station. Well, I've been doing business with them for a long, long time.
And he's running good businesses.
And he is. And I just don't like that. That was just not. That's not necessary.
Right.
Period.
Right.
Just there's wasn't necessary.
There's plenty of other news or stuff to talk about.
Right.
There.
Right.
Talk about Hillmore.
Talk about Hillmore again. We stopped
still?
Talking about Hillmore because people are allowed to walk on it now.
Yeah,
but
I still haven't got out there.
I don't think there's any reason to go out there still.
No, I just want to be able to know what I'm talking about if we talk about it.
So you, on the other hand, do have a legitimate complaint.
I do.
Yep.
Yeah, United Airlines and the Amsterdam Airport. Zero on my list.
Zero out of zero?
Horrible. Yeah, absolutely horrible.
So what happened there? Because at one point you and I were texting back and forth and we were trying to figure out how you were going to co-host the show from your new home in Amsterdam.
Because we didn't think we were ever going to leave.
Right, right. So
we're supposed to leave Saturday, mm-hmm. 10:40, 10 o'clock boarding time, 10:40 we're taking off. We get there early. It's all eight of us. Get through. It was a mess getting through customs.
And why is that? Just
disorganized? I don't know. We were, I went with my mother-in-law and sister-in-law, through the fast lane because they use walkers.
Uh-huh.
And everybody else made it before we did. And if there was 20 people in our line, there was 250 in the other line.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, it was like almost 45 minutes to go through two checkpoints. It was unreal. But, and we left before everybody else did because they were still registering bags and stuff like
right.
that. So not the end of the world. Just took a long time. So we get down to our gate. The flight got delayed for an hour-ish. Get down to our gate, and then they bust us out to the tarmac, which was weird. So I haven't done that since I landed in
who does that
Busan,
anymore?
Korea. Well, I guess Amsterdam does. They don't have enough jetways.
Oh, okay.
So anyhow, we get on the plane. We sit on the plane for hour, whatever it was. And we eventually start taxiing out to the runway, and they stop, tell us that they have a warning light on with the fuel system. And they're dealing with it through Chicago, through the internet, you know, using the software and stuff and trying to fix this issue. We're out there for a couple hours, not moving.
On the tarmac,
on
in the
tarmac.
Airplane?
Yep. We wind up taxiing back to the airport to a jetway. But they can't let us off the plane because it's not a secure area, the airport, and they
right,
have to get it
already,
secured.
Right. Right, you've already gone through customs.
Yeah, we've all been vetted.
Right, right.
So I'm sitting next to a young lady and her friend. Her mother and brother were in front of us, And she said that this was her third day trying to leave Amsterdam. Two flights before were canceled, United flights canceled. I said, for what reason? Started out mechanical. One was weather, one was mechanical. And then on both of them, the pilots had timed out. Or
right.
Sat on the plane too long.
Right.
So we're sitting at the jetway for probably a good hour or longer before they said, okay, we've got the area secure. You can get off the plane, but there's no bathrooms and there's no vending. There's no food. There's no drink. There's no nothing. You can just walk up there and walk back. Well, I can do that on the plane. You know, and fortunately, you could still have entertainment. So the movies were still going and stuff like that. So we sat there for quite a while. Eventually, they said that they had the problem fixed. And all we needed to do was top off with fuel because we had burned a lot of fuel sitting still. Still haven't figured that one out. So I'm sitting there, and it's, you know.
How big is this plane?
It was 787.
Oh, my God.
It's a big plane.
Okay.
Yeah, it was big. And anyhow, so I'm in a position where I can see out by the wings.
Was it a Boeing?
Yeah, it was. We could have died. Mm-hmm. But the door stayed on. That's good.
Oh. Windows
but I did not see a fuel truck coming. And then like an hour into that, they say, yeah, we're still waiting on the fuel truck, but we should be out of here in about 10 or 15 minutes.
How big is this airport?
It's Amsterdam Airport. It's bigger than Mitchell.
Okay.
It's sizable.
Okay.
I don't know. I didn't walk around the whole thing.
Clearly yeah. Not, because you were held
captive.
I had
time to, though.
Right.
Anyhow, long story short, they couldn't find anybody to fuel us up. And they said, well, we just timed out, so we'll be canceling the flight for today. I'm like, you've got to be kidding me. Unbelievable. People have told me how they sat in a plane for a couple hours, and I'm thinking, yeah, whatever. It's mm-hmm. not a big deal. I'm telling you what, we were in that plane for 6, maybe 7 hours. Because we got in at around 11. We didn't get out of it until after 5. Okay, and that's not an exact time, but it was all day. All afternoon we were in that plane. They tell us that there'll be a flight the next day at 8:30. So we're, you know, we got to go get our bags. We got to go through customs. We got to do all that stuff, find a bus. They put us up in a hotel. It was a nice hotel. It wasn't amazing, but it was nice. Mm-hmm. It was comfortable. It's clean. So we're good there. Food was good. Drink was good. As we're, you know, doing this mad rush of sardines trying to get on a bus, people are horrible when they're scared. We find out that the flight had already been delayed until 1 o'clock the next day. So we're delayed by 4.5 hours. Like, this isn't good. So we go to the hotel. We get settled in.
That's not what you said.
I can't tell you what I said. There's another story about on the plane, too, that I probably shouldn't say either.
Oh, yeah, we're going to tell that.
Oh, we are? Mm-hmm. Okay. So anyhow, Amy's really nervous. I'm really nervous. I don't even know what our flight is. So she gets on the phone, and it was like 2.5, 3 hours. First, she finds out we're not booked on the next flight. None of us were. So we couldn't even leave the next day. And then it took her forever to get us booked on that flight because we already used our tickets. And she said, how do we use our tickets? Well, we never left the ground. And they said, well, we understand the flight was canceled, but your tickets were already used.
So was everybody else's on
the
plane.
Yeah, exactly. So anyhow, the miracle of Amy, she got it fixed, got everybody registered, show up the next day, and everybody's in panic mode, myself included, because I knew for a fact we're not flying on Sunday, and we did. And the really funny thing is, when I left Korea in 1984, when that plane got airborne, and you can feel the wheels and hear
them
slap up into the body of the airplane, it exploded.
Uh-huh.
Everybody cheering and,
wheels
you know,
up. Yep.
Yeah, drinks, everyone's having fun. Exact same thing happened. We started taxiing out to the runway, and Amy yells, woohoo, and starts clapping. Everybody turns around like, what are you doing?
Right, just wait. So, let's leave the ground first.
It gets airborne, wheels slap in, everybody explodes. And it was a great flight home. Everything was fine after that. But there were people on that plane that waited 4 days to get out of Amsterdam. 4 days. Could you imagine that?
No.
3 consecutive flights canceled?
No, because I just don't like things that are not in my control.
Right.
So, no,
yeah,
I can't imagine.
You sit down and give in.
But did have a story about a lady who was not the most fun fellow passenger.
So I was on the right side of the plane, aisle seat. She was in the middle, one row behind me, aisle seat. And every time something happened, she would start yelling, you know, this isn't right, this is illegal, you can't do this, you know, I mean loud. And there's little kids around us. You know, it's bad enough we're all kind of stressing out. And there was one of the stewards kept coming to her and trying to console her and calm her down and explain stuff to her, and it wouldn't stop.
Duct tape.
Or a bullet. It was really getting on my nerves bad. And
yeah, I'm thinking duct tape is the way to go right there. But.
And again, I got this young lady and her friend sitting next to me, her mom and son, and, you know, there's people around me.
Mm-hmm.
Well, when they eventually canceled the flight, she snapped and was saying stuff about the airline, and I had had enough, and I turned around. I said, that's it. You're done. You need to be quiet. Nobody wants to hear you. We're all in the same boat. We're all stressed out. We're all worried. The last thing we need is you. Shut up. And to her credit, she did.
Smart move.
I apologized.
That's funny. Why would you apologize?
Well, I didn't want to be that guy, but the young ladies next to me, I kind of freaked them out a little bit because I wasn't quiet. I had had it. A total third shift cop voice came out. And I looked at her. I said, I'm really sorry, but I couldn't take it anymore. And she said, thank you.
Yeah.
You know.
You know, they were all applauding you.
I got a couple nods from people. And mm-hmm. There was a lady in front of me, probably around my age. And she turned around, like, I don't know, 2 or 3 minutes after this happened. She turns around and says, and how are you today? I said, I'm good.
Great
I'm,
now.
Yeah, I'm
right,
fine.
Right.
I said, I'm sorry
yeah,
about
you can't...
that. And she said, no, that was needed.
Yeah.
Even my wife defended me on it.
Yeah.
That was pretty cool.
Yeah. Yeah, I knowing your group, I'm actually mildly surprised that you were the first one
Well, Amy
to
had
speak
said,
up.
I was, because when we were on the bus, we really didn't get a chance to talk until we were heading towards the motel. And I said, I'm sorry, but I couldn't take it anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And Amy said, I'm kind of surprised it took you that long.
Yeah.
So, yeah. It was unfortunate.
You just can't
do
that.
She just made it worse.
And
no.
Right, like, what? How are you helping?
No, she wasn't.
You know, how
yeah.
are you helping?
She stressed everybody out around her. And
got on everybody's nerves.
Yeah, and like, she's taking one of the attendants out of play. They can't do their job because they're trying to,
mm-hmm.
I say coddle her, but they're trying to calm her down. And
duct tape.
Bullet.
Wrists, mouth,
yeah.
Duct tape.
Yeah, well, no.
You know, it's a,
anyhow.
You know, it's a sleep apnea cure, too. Remember
duct
I
tape?
Told you about that product? Did I tell you about
oh,
that?
Oh, yes, yes.
The product for sleep apnea,
yeah,
and you look at the picture,
shut.
And it's just taping their mouth shut?
Yeah, not going to work.
It was
but,
funny.
Hey, other than that, it was a phenomenal trip.
Yeah.
Absolutely phenomenal.
Yeah. I highly recommend that if you have to leave this country, this continent.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah, there's plenty to see out there.
Right.
There's plenty to see here, too. But there was a gentleman. His name was Ali, A-L-I. Mm-hmm. He was in charge of the bar. And every time we went out for an excursion, I would – well, the first time we went out, I came in. They're handing out hot towels and fruit juice and stuff, and I – signed back into the ship, and I didn't take anything. I wanted a beer. So I walked into the bar. I was the only one in there, and I yelled, Ali, beer! And he turned around, and he pours me a beer and hands it to me. The next excursion, I did the same thing. Well, the third time, I walked in, and I said, Ali! And he yells, beer! And he had beer waiting for me every time. Every dinner, he would
That's
walk
awesome.
Up and say, do you need a beer? And I'd say, no, you know, if I didn't, I would say, no, I'm good for now. And he'd set one down in front of me, pat me on the back, and say, you're welcome. My glass never went empty
nice.
With him around. Oh, yeah.
That's the first guy you want to make friends with, for
yeah,
sure.
Absolutely. Yeah. And they knew us by name.
Uh-huh. Well,
the whole staff.
106 people. That is a...
It's not really big.
Big group, but an intimate group.
Yes.
You know, like, that is perfect.
Well, and then probably half of us had the same problems at the airport.
Oh, I'm sure.
So it was nice to see someone you just took a cruise with. Because there's a support system.
Right,
there.
Right, right.
We're helping each other out as much as
Cruise
possible.
Cruise buddies for life.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was a great time.
That's awesome.
Zero regrets going. If I had control over, if I did it again and had control, we would start in Amsterdam.
And go
Because that was like
way.
The big city.
Right.
So we went from like a really absolutely breathtaking, cool, rural setting, leaving Zurich, up to the city. I would rather spin that around. Leave Amsterdam and then go, you know, sail into those really cool rural areas.
Right.
But yeah, there's so much stuff that we saw.
That's awesome.
Yeah, we could do a whole show on that.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yep.
Well, as you know, next week is, starting Wednesday, is Venetian Fest.
I do know that.
Yes, so that's where I'll be.
I'll have to stop and say hi.
For my whole life.
For your whole life, Fest. Those 5 days.
Look, I look forward to this all year
long. Well, you take the camper down there and just stay. I understand.
I should. I really should. Yeah,
you should.
They should let me.
Sleep in the Connex.
Oh,
sleep with
anyway.
The beer.
It's a little cold in the cooler, in the beer coolers, but
no,
I don't like to be that cold.
No.
Yeah, no. Anyway, so we will see you down there next week. Venetian Fest kicks off, of course, on Wednesday. If you know anything about Venetian Fest, you know that everybody makes a visit to Venetian Fest at some point in time this week. So I'll be there every night. I get to introduce the bands, as usual.
Yeah, you got the best job there.
I know. And then MC the firework or the boat parade right before the fireworks on Sunday night. So, yeah, come and say hi, grab a beer, enjoy the music. Great music again this year, as always. Craft fair on the weekend. All of it.
It's a good time.
Yep.
We'll be down there.
Yeah, we will.
Helping you out. Supporting you.
Thank you. Yes. Yes, thank you. Thank you. Anyway, that's all for Life Matters today. We'll be back same time, same place next week. I'll be super, super exhausted, but we will be here.
We will be here.
Coming up next, more music right here on Lake 96.1. Have a great Sunday.